Hey, this is Jody T. Pratt. I wrote a book, Midnight Snacks: A Dark Collection, 13 Disturbing Tales of the Misfortune. If you like the bizarre and all things dark, and you love this show, you'll love this. Midnight Snacks: A Dark Collection on Amazon right now. The link will be in the description. On with the show. And welcome back to the Scrapbook Podcast. Season 2. Make our movie. Same approach, different execution. Please enjoy the show. And welcome back to the Scrapbook Podcast. I'm your host, Jody Pratt, with my fellow host, Patrick Wigfall.
Yo.
We have, we came up with the shit before because, you know, a little bit of umming and ahhing hurts your ears, I guess. Fuck y'all. But it's action 2020 set in Sacramento, California. Sacramento stand up.
916, baby. We ain't talking about that the new area code y'all put in. Only 916.
Was this a new area code?
Yeah, they split up Sacramento, dude.
Suck my asshole, brother.
And it's like a real LA ask, like at ass.
Fuck y'all, don't talk about how he's talking.
Just defending each other for no reason. All right. You want to do characters first?
Yeah, let's do characters first.
We did characters last time first.
So what?
All right, pussy.
Vicky.
Hate that name. I've always hated Vickies. I've only known one Vicky, and she was a cunt.
Yeah, I'm pretty. Yeah. Vanessa.
She was two grades above me. And every time she saw me, she was just like, move. And I was like.
She liked you, buddy.
She was two grades above me, and I was horribly ugly and greasy.
I mean, but that you like, were. You
I didn't believe in washing my face.
You get hosed out, brother.
No, I don't.
You're still ugly. Shut up. And shiny faced.
Shut up.
He got hosed.
I would hit you with, I think this is a massager.
Calling young nigga Pat.
Shut up. All right, Sacramento.
Patrick slapped me one time because I was joking around too much.
No, I didn't.
I've forgiven him, but I hella just, every time we wrestle, I just remember that.
Well, also, you almost broke my neck one time grappling. So, like, I think you got me back, though, dude.
Never. Oh, I got hope. Okay, all right, Vicky, or I think two people. Fuck it. Let's make it a duo.
Let's go Vicky and Taylor.
Taylor. Taylor is it's a unisex name.
Ah, sucks, dude, to be Taylor as a dude and you're like hella manly. Yeah. And you're like, hey, you know, how y'all doing? They're like, damn, I like your voice. What's your name? My name's Taylor.
My name's Tay Tay.
They call me Tay Tay. And you're just like, that's what they call Taylors, dude.
Yeah, they call me like, Big Tay Tay.
They call me Tay Tay. And just like, but like your government name, he's like, Tay Tay. And gives you that stilly look, like he's like, don't make me say Taylor.
Me in the back pouring coffee is like, gay.
Shut the fuck up, Joseph.
I'm just spooked, brother.
And then I come out as a manager just like, Taylor, are you going to finish this shit, this order or not? I'm sorry, boss.
The floors ain't going to mop itself, big guy. Like, God damn. Anyway, Vicky and Taylor, are we saving the world? Are we saving the world
action
from
2020. I would say
all quarters are turning into nickels and everybody's losing their minds. I'm sorry, I'm high on psychedelics, brother.
No, you're not. Are you? No. I was going to say, I was like, damn.
Never mind, I'll tell you after.
All right.
What are we trying to save the world from? It's Vicky and Taylor. Taylor and Vicky. It's Vicky and Taylor today.
Are we going for like more like a Terminator type thing?
Yes.
Are we going for more like a Die Hard type thing? We're going for more like a Predator type thing. Like, Which genre of action are we going? Are we going old school style where, like, one nigga just bust ass?
Do how I do it and just say the thing. And then the other person just has to do it.
All right, cool. They're saving a chihuahua.
Yes,
and
bro.
And everything, all the pet stores are down. They're just like, we're going to save the fucking... It's 2020. The world shut down.
The world shut down, bro. Is the chihuahua hit by a car?
No, the chihuahua got caught up and bit by, like, a pit bull that they thought wasn't going to be Roman.
The fucking chihuahua. Hey,
and all the niggas who own chihuahuas in the world, lock them up. It's not okay for that little nigga to walk around and scratch my kid's ankles. I don't care how small it is. I will punt a chihuahua. Keep him in your yard.
We do not condone any animal violence here at Scrapper Podcast.
I condone it if my kid gets bit. 100%. My kid gets bit by an unruly chihuahua.
How many
chihuahuas
does your kid get bit by?
Nigga, almost two.
Almost? Did it happen?
Yeah, and I've been bitten by like 13 chihuahuas, dude. Every chihuahua I meet is like, no, the second I turn around, I'm just like, calm the fuck down or I'm going to punch you. I've never punted a chihuahua, but I swear to God, they catch Roman's ankles, that nigga's going to see the stars.
Yeah.
He's going to go for a ride. Ever been an airbender before? You are today, dude.
Oh, fuck, bro. My brother Patrick lives in ifs, ands, and he's ready for every motherfucking if, and, or but, my brother. Test
it. Honestly, it's any dog that fucks with my kid. But chihuahua, people would just give that leniency to a chihuahua because a chihuahua is smaller. And they're just like, it scratched you. I'm like, but also now my kid is terrified of dogs.
Yeah.
Small things are going to fuck my kid up for the rest of its life. Right. So I should show dominance and punch your dog over the fence. And then say, go after, you know what I mean? And run around. Ooh, and then...
I wonder who he's talking about.
Bro, I've got four chihuahuas on my hit list, and I think they're already dead, but those chihuahuas fucked my ankles up, and I bled every time.
What kind of people he's talking about? And so, this chihuahua, he got maimed by a pit bull, right?
Yeah.
That's only because this came to me 2 minutes ago before we talked about the possible ankle biting of my nephew. The chihuahua ate the drugs of a known Sacramento drug dealer, ate a bunch of heroin in balloons, swallowed it whole. Dogs swallow their food. If it's slick enough, they will, any size of anything, they don't chew, their jaws doesn't move back and forth or around like ours does. So they just...
They don't?
No. They just, they throw it to the back teeth, and if it's like smooth enough, they'll just swallow this shit. They're insatiable. Dogs are insatiable. But anyway, it eats the heroin, gets attacked by the pit bull because the drug lord of Sacramento got pissed off about it.
Sebastian.
Greasy face Sebastian. And they got pissed off about it, right?
Yeah.
And they sucked. Okay. They made the pit bull.
I don't know where you're going, but
they made the pit bull attack the chihuahua as Vicky and Taylor are walking to the library trying to fucking not die inside the house. Libraries are closed.
Yeah.
But they're just trying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They maybe a guy that Vicky likes, or a girl, works at the library and he's doing like maintenance like every day there during the shutdown, and he's trading them books for
through a glass thingy.
Yeah, and he like is like they're like talking through the glass and shit and flirting, and Taylor's reading like manga or some shit like that. They are like 18, 19 or so. The pit bulls like attack the dog and they chase him, they run into Vicky and Taylor with like an armful of books, and they
Who runs into them with an armful of books?
The fucking chihuahua.
With an armful of books?
No, Taylor and Vicky have an armful of books because they just came from the library.
Okay.
The chihuahua has a belly full of heroin and is running from the pit bull. And they're like, oh my God, a fucking dog. And they pick up the dog, and the dog's just like, them niggas, if they niggas act hard. Right? So the chihuahua's fucking got this big ass extended belly. Now the pit bull comes, all bark, no bite. Taylor's a tough bitch with a big ass Doc Martens on, kicks the shit out of this pit bull right against the jaw.
Doc Martens, I've always heard
big
that.
Big black boots. They're pretty much, that's all they are.
Like the American X?
Something similar.
History X, American History.
Those are military boots, but Doc Martens are worn by that kind of nigga. Those kind of people. But yeah, so they rescue the nigga, take him back home. And no, they don't take him back home. They rescue him, and right behind him is like a group of drug dealers.
Looking for the heroin that chihuahua just ate. Looking for the
chihuahua, right? They're like, hey! And they see him, and they take off and shit like that. And one, obviously, like Taylor, Vicky's the soft one, Taylor's the hard one. Remember that. So Vicky's just like, oh shit, we gotta get the fuck out of here. And they're on the fucking run from these niggas.
I love this story. I love the story where niggas are chased.
Yeah,
for the entirety too. Of it. Dude, the Warriors, let's go.
Yeah.
Where are we at in Sacramento, dude? Are we at by mom's spot?
I would say we're in Detroit.
We're in Detroit?
Yeah.
Oof. There ain't no libraries out there, baby. That's why everybody's stupid. I'm talking about Detroit, Sacramento. Y'all, leave me alone, Michigan. I ain't trying to hear no bullshit. Yeah,
shout out to T Grizzly, bro. I'll fuck with your boy. Fuck with your boy, boy. But anyway.
So they're running, and they realize how close they are on their hills. Hit a few fences. Is the dog already maimed? Yeah. Or is that like that climactic part?
Pretty
of
good.
It?
This is maimed pretty good.
They're not enough to kill it, but enough to where you're like, this dog does need help.
They're trying to take it to the pet hospital.
Off of Freeport.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So they got you right down.
Let's go Sacramento, dog.
Yeah.
That is about a 2.5 mile run.
Yes.
What time of day is this?
I want to say this is the afternoon, like maybe 11 a.m.
Okay, so it's not even like late like that.
A crisp. Sacramento, like, fall.
Fall.
You know what I mean? How well, beautiful even, Sacramento
even
is
in better,
fall. How feel, how
even better feels. Because that lends to the auditory part of it, of crunching leaves behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And hearing that dog get on your heels and hearing, like, they get into a tree to hide or something and the dog's whimpering and she's like, shut up. It's almost like the Jewish chick that wrote the
Anne
diary.
Frank.
There you go. How, like, people were, like, smothering their kids to death so they wouldn't hear them. Man. Like, they almost kill the dog a few times, and the dog's like, bitch. Like, the dog is like, fuck, I almost died. But they're just like, but also, if they hear, I see these motherfuckers got things on them. I'm not trying to deal with that. Who gets hurt? Somebody's got to get hurt. Somebody's got to twist an ankle, break something.
Of course, Vicky, because she's carrying this nigga. Vicky's a chunky little girl. Little girl being 18, I'm fucking 32. So anybody under the age of 25 is a little ass nigga to me.
Yeah.
But
I see high school kids, I'm just like, oh.
Yeah.
And there isn't that feeling anymore. I'm just like, high school, like college girls, even, if I can't judge your age from a distance, I'm just like, okay, bye.
Yeah. There's very few women I'm very
Do you still
to.
Have insurance through your parents? And then I just walk
you
away.
You're 26, bro.
She's like, I'm 37. I'm like, you've aged incredibly.
Good for you.
Can I get your number? And she's like, fuck off, old man. I'm like, oh, right.
I'm a trans woman. Smack the shit out of her.
You gotta flip that. You got to, man. Oh my god, bro.
Fucking lady boy. Okay. Anyway. That Vicky gets hurt.
Like, okay.
So they go. They make it to the hospital very quickly. Right. It's closed. Duh. Stupid fuck. It's completely closed.
But they got to go to the catacombs of South Sac to get to there.
Yeah, but
it's not like they're going straight
instead,
up fucking
instead
Mac Road.
They take it. They move their mission because this is the climax when they finally get in. It's closed, right? And they take it to maybe a firehouse because I was going to go with police officers. But I kind of like Firehouses more. The one on 47th.
Yeah. Yeah. 47. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. The one right by the library.
In Fruit Ridge, yeah.
Literally a stone's throw from the library.
The other one. The one that was by the Campbell's Chicken Noodle Soup Factory.
Oh, damn. Why are you going that far out the way?
Because it's a movie, nigga.
What about this? What if they get to the shit faster than they thought? They hit hella fences. They don't know where they're at.
And they're tossing this fucking dog over
They're hurting the dog worse than it needs to be hurt, right? Yeah. But what if there's a air tag in one of those balloons?
Oh, that's why they find them every time.
Exactly.
And then...
Wait. Let me finish my thought. What if they get there and this is like a series of runaways? Like, as far as like, this is like a series of like them barely escaping the drug cartel in Sacramento. And they and the climactic end is like them getting to the fucking the hospital, for the dog hospital at the end of Freeport, and they take out those balloons and they're just like, your dog swallowed three balloons, and the dog's just like, she's sitting there, you know. Taylor, which one got hurt? Vicky's sitting there like nursing her ankle, and she hands her like a balloon, and then Taylor's sitting there with two balloons, and she's just like, I think these are drugs. And then they understand the idea, and then they hear cars pull up, like multiple cars pull up and block the entrance to that hospital. And the lady who pulled it out, the dog, is just like, she's like, you know, people are at the front and they have guns. You guys should hide. And Taylor's like, they've come for us. You know, some bullshit. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, the cops are on the way. There's a shootout ensues. One nigga escapes to get to the drugs inside. And that's the only nigga they need to kill. But they run away. And that dog still has like a little baby ass balloon in his tummy. Leading on to like part two or some shit.
You want to be a series?
I like the idea.
You will never do this shit again.
I love the idea of two girls outsmarting every drug dealer in Sacramento.
Yeah.
That sounds fucking hilarious to me.
Yeah, I like that too.
Because for one, I've never known a smart drug dealer.
No.
I've known clever ones.
I there's a few times I've been like, I could just tell the cops about this.
Yeah. You told me everything.
Like, dude, you didn't even check my ID. I got into your house. You got surveillance cameras, but I just got into your house.
Dude, you're flexing to show me how many cameras you have, so now I know where your surveillance is at.
Yeah. Why did you?
You've got two dogs that I know that you're doping up. They take pills. I can easily just throw some shit over the fence, and that dog is going to easily eat it because you starve it. And keep it in the backyard biting on a tire all day.
I was thinking that the, because they're smart, so like they got all the bags, right? And one of the nurse is just like, oh, I'll take this for you. You know what I'm saying? And
she calls one of the niggas.
No, she dips off and she's a part of a whole different, she gets on the phone and just like, hey, I don't want to be racist right now. I'm a little too tired for that.
I ain't never too tired for that shit, baby.
Hey, Sergio, fool. Hey, Sergio, fool. We got the ups, nigga. And then she gets off the phone and just like, okay, like, you don't got to worry about that. You guys get out of here. I'll
dispose of these. The cops are on their way.
Yeah. She's up. That nurse is up. You feel me? Because every fucking nurse got a cousin or a nigga that does drugs for some reason instead of them just...
Hey, where do you think those perks are going, dude? You think the perks are being thrown away into a dumpster?
Exactly,
you know how many niggas are fucked up off of old perks right now? Like, my tummy hurts. I'm like, it's because you're addicted to opiates?
Yeah.
And they're past date.
Exactly, bro. And
I almost did some old lean the other day to get rid of this damn bronchitis.
What do you want to call it?
So how's it end? Them getting away scot-free?
Leaving the hospital with a fucking dog. And then them doing rock, paper, scissors, who takes the dog? And then Vicky takes the dog, and she's like, all right, I guess I have a new dog now. And she's like, I'll see you tomorrow.
And then they shut the door, and you hear, oh, hell nah. Like, your dad be like, fuck that, dude.
And that nigga dad, like, on the porch, he's like,
bro,
and fucking dog is
he's
this?
He's in a construction outfit with dirt all over him. He just got out of a trench, and he's just like, oh, hell nah.
Hey, bro, got like three cats, like, sitting in his lap over his shoulder and shit.
And you come to find out they're doing this every other weekend. Bringing shit. Like, you see a parakeet fly past, you're like, the fuck?
Oh, hell no, cuz. I think it's just like, all right, and then they do like their secret.
Stacy! She done brought another one. Oh, no, honey. We said, get Vicky to take it.
Or no, get Vicky, yeah.
Get Taylor to take it. Just and like, Taylor started jogging on the street.
It made them niggas act hard. She like hit the corner
and that's how it ends with it. And she hits a fence, nigga.
Yeah, bro.
That's funny.
And Vicky always.
What was the genre for this?
Action. Vicky's always loses rock, paper, scissors to Taylor.
Because she does the same thing.
Exactly.
She's always rock.
She goes rock, scissors. And then Taylor just like, ever since the third grade, nigga.
I've been able to get you.
Exactly.
You have 13 pets. And it's not because.
Oh, hell no. Backyard full of
them. That's why she doesn't walk her all the way to the house. Because she's just like, I know your dad's going to tell me it's my turn to take a pet.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know how my pops is. I already have a cat.
And she loses sometimes on purpose. Just to be like, no, see, I have the dog. Remember?
You got like a dog and a turtle.
Yeah, exactly, bro. So she wanted.
Yeah, but Vicky literally has like 13 pets of like a crazy amount, like a crazy variety.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, how in the fuck did you get a parrot?
It's like pretty like impressive, her collection.
It's almost like Dr. Doolittle-esque shit where like they all like fuck with her because she saved them from peril, like perilous situations.
Yeah.
This is, I like it.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
And then everybody got a mama and a daddy at home, so she's calling for it. Stacy, you won't believe this girl. And then fucking.
I know Taylor. She ain't coming here with another damn animal. Is it a cat? He's like, it's a damn dog. Damn chihuahua.
It's like, close. Right. So that's the front of the house, right? Taylor's walking down and gets a text message from the guy from. The library, and she's smiling, and she's like, "Why don't you? It's Taylor's turn." And then when she hears her name, she hits the cut. And then them niggas act hard. That nigga gone, brother. What do you want to call it?
Dr. Doolittle Ford.
Hey, this is Johnny Pratt, my fellow.
No, it's not Dr. Doolittle. If it ain't the girls that act hard.
Hey, that's hard, bro.
That's funny.
If it ain't the girls that act hard.
And you never have, nowadays, a story of two women like making it happen without there being some kind of male influence.
Exactly.
They're being chased by males, like, adult males, outsmart them, get the dope out of the dog, save the dog.
Dope gets taken by a woman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So nobody like really like got over on them.
Nope.
They got over on everybody else.
Exactly.
Shout out my young girls. Y'all can do whatever you want in this world.
Who run the world, girls? Who? Shout out to Beyonce.
What is that fucking song by Nas? The World
I
is Yours?
I know I can't. Oh, sorry, what?
Yeah, the World is Yours, right? What am I thinking about? Is that it? The World is Yours.
It's mine.
Yeah, there you go. That's how that ends.
Oh, yeah. Whose world is this? World is yours.
And then it's just fucking Taylor hitting the fence with a fucked up ankle. Or was it Vicky that got hurt? I always forget.
Vicky got hurt, Taylor.
Vicky got hurt. Nice.
Taylor's a shit kicker.
And so what are we calling this?
If it ain't the girls that act hard.
If it ain't the girls that act hard. Hey, bro. Yeah, if you know, hard, if you know, you know, bro. Yeah, exactly. If you know, you know. All go right. Rewatch Friday, dude.
This is Scrapbook Podcast. I'm your host, Jody Pratt. My fellow host, Patrick Wigfall.
Nice.
We love you. Don't stop being creative. Peace.